Good morning, all of you. My name is Susan Pandit and I'm from Kentucky State University. And my presentation title is Effect of Sulfur and Copper Fungicide to Control Pawpaw Leaf and Fruit Spot. How many of you here have heard about pawpaw ever in their life? How many of you have eaten pawpaw ever in their life? All right. I could count like around 5 people who have eaten pawpaw in their life. It is America's best secret fruit, which is native to U.S. and it is a only temperate member of Anonaceae family, and it is found in mesic hardwood forest of 26 states in U.S. but it has not like seen the commercial doors of like big grocery stores and other stores. So it is also cultivated in Europe and Asia. Flowers of pawpaw are velvety maroon, which flower from late March to May, depending upon the weather. The fruit has creamy flesh, custard-like consistency, and a delicious sweet flavor, and has a very thin skin. The size of the pawpaw can go up to 910 grams, but the average weight is 200 to 300 grams. Nowadays, it is used in baking industry, and ice cream, jams, wine, beer, brandy, and you can look at the pictures of like product that are made out of the pawpaw. It has very short lifespan, which is 2 to 3 days at room temperature and up to 3 weeks at 4 degrees centigrade inside the cooler. Pawpaw has relatively few disease and pest problems, but among them, Phyllosticta leaf and fruit spot is the major one, and this is common at KYSU farm every year and at grower sites. And in general, leaf and fruit spot is complex of Phyllosticta acemini, Mycocentrospora acemini, Pseudocercospora acemini, but the leaf spot found at KSU farm was positively identified as Phyllosticta by Pomparato 2012. It is the general life cycle of genus Phyllosticta. I have taken the reference of grapes by Wiki et al. 2011, and it starts from overwintered pathogen in the infected leaves and infected fruit remnants and other plant parts, and fruit and body start to form when there's appropriate temperature during the spring. And there are two type of fruiting bodies. One is Pycnidia, another is Ascoma. Pycnidia contains Conidia and Ascoma contains Ascus. And Conidia are dispersed by rain and Ascus spores are dispersed by wind. And they like Conidia repeats the cycle during summer, and the Ascospore are like infect the new crop during spring, and this way the cycle repeats every year. There you can look at the picture in there. The symptom of Phyllosticta on pawpaw leaf and fruits are like small to large tan spot with dark brown border on leaves. There are brown spots in fruits, which are circular to irregular or angular in shape. Fungal fruiting bodies can be found in the center of the spot. Fruit cracking leads to the secondary infection by other pests like mold, fungi, insects, and so on. There's economic loss in case of severe infestation. Management of Phyllosticta, like there's very little information has been published on Phyllosticta management, but the problem occurs every year at KSU farm and at the local farmer sites. So therefore the study and a management is a must. Our objective was to determine the efficacy of sulfur and organic certified copper-based fungicide for the management of Phyllosticta leaf spots. Our study location was Kentucky State University Harold R. Benson Research and Demonstration Farm in Frankfort, Kentucky. We used 2 cultivars, Sunflower and Susquehanna, and in each cultivar we have selected 8 random trees as blocks. Our experimental unit was fruit cluster with leaves around it. We selected 10 random fruit cluster with leaves per tree. Each tree contained 2 replication of each treatment and control. 2 random unselected and untreated clusters with leaves on them were harvested as alternative control. So we had 6 treatment on our experiment, which was low sulfur. The doses of low sulfur was 25 ml per 800 ml of water, Sepher brand garden fungicide. High sulfur was 50 ml per 800 ml of water of the same fungicide. Low copper was 3.12 ml per 800 ml of water of Cueva copper fungicide concentrate. High copper was Cueva copper fungicide at the rate of 12.5 per 800 ml of water. Control was only water, and alternative control were the untreated fruit cluster harvested. And we used adjuvant, which was insecticidal soap at the rate of 155 microliter per 800 ml of water in all treatments except for alternative control, which were untreated. The selected cluster was spread starting mid-June in every 7 to 14 days. Actually, we were intended to spread it on every 7 to 10 days, but the spray date was extended by 4 days because of regular rainfall. We spread until the fruit were harvested in 29 and 30th of August. As I've already mentioned, alternative control were the fruits and leaves from random unselected and untreated cluster within the selected grids. And that the table on the right shows spray dates on 2018. Quantification of disease was done as disease was scored as percentage of fruit area covered with the disease spots. For the leaves, we took the pictures, and the disease on the leaf was measured digitally using the ImagePro version 6.3 software. Data analysis was done in our program using two-way analysis of variance. Disease on the fruits and disease on leaves showed negative binomial distribution, so that they were automatically log transformed. The cultivar treatments and interaction between cultivar and treatments were treated as fixed effect, and block nested within cultivars and replication were treated as random effect. This is the negative binomial distribution of disease on pawpaw fruit cluster and the disease on pawpaw leaves. This is the ANOVA for percentage disease coverage on leaf surface, where cultivar treatment and interaction between cultivar and treatment were statistically significant at P less than and equal to 0.05. There was an interaction effect, therefore we looked at the effect of treatments on two cultivars separately. Here we look at the estimated disease coverage on leaves of sunflower, where copper high, copper low, sulfur high, and sulfur low, all of them are significantly effective compared to alternative control and control, and there was no significant difference between alternative control and control. Looking at the estimated disease coverage on leaves of Susquehanna variety, there was a significantly effective result of copper low, sulfur high, and sulfur low compared to the alternative control and control, but copper high was not significantly effective compared to the alternative control and control. Here's the ANOVA for percentage disease coverage on fruit surface, where cultivar and treatment effect were highly significant at p-value less than and equal to 0.05, but the interaction effect was not statistically significant. Looking at the estimated disease coverage on fruits of sunflower and Susquehanna variety, sunflower had statistically higher disease coverage compared to Susquehanna. Looking at the disease coverage on fruits by treatments, sulfur high, copper high, sulfur low were statistically significant compared to the alternative control, which were untreated, but they were not statistically significant compared to the control. And copper low was not statistically significant compared to the control and alternative control. In discussion, we have as copper and sulfur application did reduce the leaf spot on the leaves of the pawpaw cultivar studied, but not in the fruit. Thick waxy cuticle layer of pawpaw fruit surface may have resulted in poor penetration or persistence of copper and sulfur ion compared to the leaf surface. Adjuvant may also have antifungal properties, so there was a difference between alternative control and control. Treatment had different effect in disease scoring on leaf of the two treatments. high sulfur treatment had a kind of similar trend for effect in both fruits and leaves of both cultivar, and there was a limitation for our experiment in year 2018 because of regular rainfall, waste of sprayed fungicide, and disturbed with spray schedule by up to 4 days. 2018 was wettest year on record for Frankfurt by National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. In conclusion, there was some evidence that sulfur and organic certified copper-based fungicide could potentially be used for management of Phyllostigma leaf and fruit spot, but additional data is needed. We are taking second year data this year, and hopefully we'll able to conclude better once we get the data from this year. And that's it. And I'd like to thank Dr. Pomper, my major advisor, for providing opportunity to conduct this research, and my team, Mr. Jeremy Lowe, Ms. Sadie Crabtree, and I'd like to thank Hari Bowdell for helping me with the stats, and all my team and my friend Matt, and thank you so much.
Any questions?
Hey, every pawpaw that I've ever harvested has had those symptoms.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that time of the year, September, they're always there.
Yeah.
So how can we kind of control those?
The symptoms.
Organic system. I mean, you tried copper, you tried sulfur. Mm-hmm. What are some other options that we have in organic systems? Because we should be able to grow those in organic systems really easily.
Yeah. So the copper we have used here is organic certified. Even the sulfur, this product is not organic certified, but the diluted version of this product is organic certified. You can use both of this fungicide for your organic garden, actually. And,
Is there any other products besides copper and sulfur that are out there that we can use?
You might find some kind of...
Like Bacillus subtilis or something like that?
I have I don't have idea about the bacterial that attack the plant pathogenic fungi, but I have heard about a couple of herbicide a couple of herbs formulation like neem and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So you can find it.
But you haven't done any other work on just copper and sulfur?
Yeah, we just work on that. Those two, and those are allowed in organic garden.
Besides those two cultivars, you looked. Mm-hmm. Well, there's some difference in resistance or maybe leaf spot development. Is there are there any more varieties got potential for resistance or tolerance?
More other varieties which are relatively resistant compared to these two. These are the relatively susceptible varieties. That's why we choose to use them in the experiment. Yep.
I'll ask you one more if you don't mind.
Sure.
You know, it was really probably hot in summertime when you applied sulfur.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened to us sometimes when we have high temperatures and sulfur application, we have phytotoxicity. Did you see any of that?
We try to spray in the morning when the temperature is below 85 degrees Fahrenheit. We didn't any visible phytotoxicity results, but we still are applying this air as well, and the temperatures are going really high, so we will probably absorb that if there's any. Yeah. Thank you for your question.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.